T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. Welcome in a lot of people here banging down the doors to see the return of Kenny Holland in charge of the Edmonton Oilers.
Do you think before the game they'll have Ken Holland and Steve Yzerman face off at center ice?
Oh, it would only be fitting.
Yeah, it really would. Wow. No, Ken Holland brings in a very hot, very good Edmonton team. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he got to jump ahead of the rebuild process, go get a team that has been rebuilding for 10 years and take it over. And now Yzerman has to start over again with the Red Wings. It's almost unfair if you think about it.
No, I would absolutely agree with that. So I think we start the show with that. Is there some remorse about letting Kenny Holland go?
Oh, would you stop?
539. Oh, wait. No,
I will box your ears if you try to bring that one up. Please.
All right. We got to jump right in on the Detroit Lions. Of course, the NFL trade deadline. It had all of this build-up. I mean, everyone was excited. I was at home, right, in my boxers, having some coffee, getting ready for the show. I got ESPN on. I got 97.1 The Ticket on. I'm scrolling, constantly refreshing Twitter. Oh my God, where is Trent Williams going to go? What are the Lions going to do? They're going to move Darius Slay. They're going to bring in a running back. And literally, not even just here in Detroit. Well, technically Allen Park, I guess.
Yeah, everywhere.
Nothing happened across the NFL.
No, and
we got
duped. God bless the NFL. I praised the NFL yesterday for doing the one hole they had in their public relations machine was they don't get a big, hot stove league, draft, trade deadline day like baseball. And it was awful. It was terrible. There were, like, ESPN has like a 5-hour special set up, and they literally sat and had nothing to talk about. One minor trade, nothing involving the Lions, which leads me to believe that teams are just like, we'll make a deal if you give us a first-round pick and a second-round pick. Nobody has given anything away at the trade deadline. So it worked for and against the Lions. It worked against them that they couldn't go steal a running back from someone. And you could say it worked for them, I guess, that nobody stole Darius Slay from them. Although if they had given him up for less than a first-round pick, Bogey, I would have gone off. So I'm fine with Darius Slay staying.
All right. Well,
for now.
Let's start there. We got some Michigan stuff that we can get into here. Red Wings, of course, coming your way at 7:10. But as far as the Lions go and they didn't buy, they didn't sell, they didn't just make a move in any way, shape, or form, what's your takeaway from what the Lions did, didn't do, standing pat at the trade deadline? The phone number is 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136. And for me, I was sitting at home, watching this all unfold.
Don't describe what you were wearing, please.
Boxers were on, nothing else. Maybe some black socks, I don't know. 4:01 p.m. comes around, and all the little Lions beat writers, Dave Burkett, Mike Rothstein, Kyle Mankin, Justin Rogers, who am I leaving out? I'm sorry if I did leave you out.
Yeah.
And they all go, oh, by the way, the Lions didn't do anything. And my immediate reaction was, Matthew Stafford is the biggest effing bleep that I have ever experienced in my entire life.
What does that mean? If
Matthew Stafford were actually the guy that was going to change the fortune of this franchise and take a step and become an all-time legend here, he would have stepped up and said something and forced the Lions to get him some help. And forced the Lions to do something. You remember a couple years ago, Dallas Keuchel stepping up when the Houston Astros didn't go get Justin Verlander, didn't go get anyone at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
He threw the entire front office under the bus. And you know what it did? It caused Houston in the front office to go out there and get JV, make it happen. And what happened? You won the World Series. I get the Lions are not in position to be going for a Super Bowl.
Correct.
They might not be a contender. But for Matthew Stafford in year 11 to just say and do nothing, not force anything, not publicly come out and say, we need help, we need more, I'm tired of this, the sooner we can move off of Matthew Stafford, the better it is going to be, because it is completely clear and evident that he is never going to change anything with this franchise. Honest to God, that was my first thought. Because
there,
we've had a million of these nice guys that don't say anything, never want to step up and foster any change, and that's exactly what Matthew Stafford is. He's another Barry. He's another Calvin.
Then there is something wrong with you. If that was your first
I don't care. That's fine.
At trade deadline day, you found a way to blame it on Matthew Stafford, who's having one of his better seasons of his career.
Yeah, and they're 3-3-1. It hasn't meant anything.
That's not his job to make trades at the deadline. And there isn't.
He is the only person inside that building in Allen Park that has the power to say something.
Oh, you are being ridiculous.
It doesn't mean that anything will happen, but at the very least.
How do you know he didn't say anything?
Come on.
Well, how do you know?
You know
nobody
what he
in
is.
The NFL.
You know
made
how
a
he
trade.
Is.
That is, with all due respect, and I don't mean this negatively.
I don't care.
That's the dumbest take I've ever heard.
That's fine.
And you've had some dumb ones. That is by far the dumbest.
I disagree. Show frustration. Give us something.
You
hey, front office.
Why are
we need some help.
Quinn off the hook.
I'm just
or Patricia
saying.
Off the hook.
Matthew Stafford would have been the only guy.
Why are you letting
guy.
Them off the hook?
I think Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are trying to quote unquote. Build something. I'm not trying to say that Bob Quinn deserves a break. I'm not saying any of that. But hey. Matthew Stafford is the guy. He's the face of the franchise. He's the only one that can change any of this. And he did nothing. I'm just telling you.
You're acting like there was a move they could have made to win the Super Bowl.
I already said not Super Bowl.
Right, so
don't
that
put
makes
words
it dumb.
In my mouth. No, it
I
doesn't.
I said you're acting that way. I didn't
if
say
you
think, said it.
If you think that you have a shot to somehow make the playoffs, I don't. But clearly the Lions do feel okay about this team, but you need some help because you haven't been good enough so far, i.e. your 3-3-1 record. Yes, you as the quarterback, as a guy who's been here 11 years, as somebody who hasn't won anything ever in his time, step up, say something, and at least foster the discussion. Put the onus on Bob Quinn and the Lions to make a move, because if they don't, what does it say? It gets all of the fans angry at the front office for not supporting their quarterback.
If I were you, I'd drop this one.
No.
I really would, because it's indefensible. I don't even know where
I'm
it's coming
from. I'm pretty
sure
I just put together a really good argument.
You put together no argument.
Then what's your takeaway? What?
That Quinn and Patricia poked around like every other team in the NFL. The asking price was too high. There wasn't a game changer or a season changer that they could get. So, like every other team in the NFL,
I don't care about other teams. I'm so tired of that laziness.
They held off. No, that's the way the system.
I don't care about that.
You just compared the trade deadline in football with the trade deadline in baseball, which is like comparing the peewee football to the NFL.
I'm not doing radio in Dallas. I'm not doing radio in Philadelphia. I would be just as pissed if the Eagles didn't go get Darius Slay.
You have to have perspective. Matthew Stafford is having one of the best seasons of his career.
And it's
career.
Going to mean nothing. So I don't care about numbers. Win games. Win games. That's it.
He's doing his best to win games.
No, he's not, because he fumbled away an opportunity against the Chiefs. He almost gave the game away against the Cardinals, which led to a tie.
He shouldn't have the power to make changes then, if he's that bad.
You and I both know he is the one that has the power in that building and in this city to do anything right now. You know that's the truth.
No, there's nothing to do right now. What is there to do?
Yesterday you were just making the argument that if Melvin Gordon is out there and can be had for a cheaper price, you would
for
do it.
For a cheaper price, yes.
You mean to tell me that they couldn't have done something?
I don't know. I didn't say it. No, I'm guessing not.
I'm just thinking outside the box here. I'm telling you my thoughts and my feelings on what is going on. That's it.
If I were you, I'd get back inside the box.
Fine. I don't care. Like, that was my feeling. What do you want me to do? You're not giving anything.
No,
say something.
I'm saying your feeling is dumb. I'm allowed to have my opinion.
Okay, what's your feeling?
I just told you that. They tried, they poked, kicked the tires. I would have loved for them to get a running back. Can't believe they didn't at least get a backup running back. But I'm totally fine with them not trading Slay unless they turned down a first-round pick, which I doubt they did. So what else is there to say? This is not earth-shattering. No moves happened. This is like the NFL draft game, and they just canceled it, and nobody picked a player. And Bogey said, why didn't the Lions pick a player? Nobody picked a player. Nobody picked a trade.
I don't care about the rest of the NFL. This is about the Lions and their ineptitude. The phone number is 248-539-9797. And again, to be clear, I'm not suggesting I think the Lions are going 7-2 here and getting to 10 wins. I'm not suggesting they're a playoff team right now. But for Matthew Stafford in year 11 to not get any help, to not step up and say something, show frustration, I do think that's weak, and I think it's part of the reason he's never won a big game and is never going to win a big game here in Detroit. 97 on the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.